Right now, speak some rugby league with our man Zorba, who's had... Look, you can talk about highs and lows of teams and individuals. Zorba's 2018, nothing short of exceptional for the listeners here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend Edition. G'day, Zorb.
Morning, boys.
Morning, Pete.
I hope you've enjoyed the year, mate. It's been an incredible one from a rugby league point of view, on and off the field. Why don't we hit you straight up? Your highlight of 2018?
Well, I've restricted mine to rugby league.
Yes.
And I reckon the highlight of the year was a smile on the face of our New South Wales coach with some innovations that we hadn't seen in our game, getting back to enjoying the game, making it simple. And I reckon Brad Fittler was a breath of fresh air in 2018. New South Wales won the series again. We can hold our heads up high after years and years of disappointment and promises. I thought that was a highlight.
Yeah,
I thought the low light in our game was the passing of so many greats of our game, young and not so young, immortals, battlers, just too many in 2018. And just some names that came to me in the last 5 or 10 minutes were the great Graham Changalanglands.
Yes.
A player that I watched in Wollongong debut against Great Britain, the Wollongong Showground, and that's where St George, their great secretary of the time, Frank Facer, saw him for the first time. They bought him, and what a player he was.
Yeah.
Cleppy Watson, who I played against in the 73 grand final, one of the toughest men along with John O'Neill that I can remember in the game, and Kevin Ryan. Cliffy's now gone. Steve Folks, who was so fit,
yeah,
that his mate said, listen, ease up a bit. And just too young for Folksy to go. From the Canterbury-Bankstown Club as a great player and coach. Lance Thompson, when you talk about young people dying in the game. Not so long ago, and Lance was playing for Cronulla and St George and terrific bloke. And too early to go. And of course, the man that made, words like huge and just his commentary changed television in Australia, Darryl Eastlake, who passed away on the Central Coast this year after a long illness too. But, you know, those guys going so early was a real low light for me for the year, without being morbid. But my most memorable moment of the year, I think I like to see young players come through, and I think we've got two young superstars in Kalen Ponga and Latrell Mitchell who ignited the game when they played this year. Mitchell, top point scorer in the NRL. He's just finding his feet in the game and so many levels for him to go to. And Ponga with an expected switch to maybe 5'8", the number 6 on his back from fullback this year. That's going to be exciting to watch in the new year as well.
No, terrific. And Zorb, I reckon you're already counting down to the 2019 season.
Well, I am. It's good news. It's only 6 weeks to go.
I'm sick
of watching our cricket side humiliated by Coley and his side. Look, training resumes in the NRL next week. It's a revamped All-Stars game.
Yes.
On February the 15th, that's the Indigenous All-Stars versus the Maori All-Stars. That's going to be a cracker to start off with. The Australian champions, the Roosters, play Wigan in the World Club Challenge on Sunday, February 17. The trials, 2 weeks of trials leading into the March 14 kickoff for the NRL. They start on Sunday, February 17. Eels versus the Raiders, February the 15th. That starts at St Mary's. So it's not long until the kickoff, and I'm looking forward to that. It should be a sensational year with so many changes in the coaching area. It's the great unknown. And Bennett at South, Seibold at Brisbane, Hasler at Manly, Cleary back at Penrith, Michael Maguire at the West Tigers. It's set up an intriguing 2019. It raises the question, who's the greatest coach in rugby league of all time, boys?
Bellamy?
Zorb, I love this because there's probably four standout nominations in my mind.
Bellamy and Bennett.
And one is Wayne Bennett.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sheer weight of numbers.
Jack Gibson,
the coach of the century.
Yeah.
Craig Bellamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have a fourth. I've got those three.
Well, the other one, and I was lucky enough to be in Craig Bellamy's company on the night of the grand final after they'd just been beaten by the Roosters. And we were talking about this very subject. I brought it up. He didn't, quite obviously. And I mentioned a guy named Arthur Pony Hollowell, who was a player and then a player coach, and then a coach in the 1919s, 20s, 30s, and then 40s. He's won 8 premierships as a playing coach or coach, but never gets the recognition that he deserves. So he's another guy I'd throw into the mix.
Okay. Well, just on the three that most of our listeners will know of, I love Jack Gibson because he took on challenges. He took on clubs like Newtown, who no one wanted to go to. Parramatta, when they were down and out, brought them their first premiership. East, when they didn't win a game, he took them on and improved them immediately. To my mind, at the moment, he sits at my number one, even though I had a heap and heap of arguments with him. I still respected him greatly. I think Wayne Bennett has had good sides to pick from. Virtual Queensland sides at the Broncos. He took on a St George side that was ready. In his biggest challenge, he failed badly at Newcastle. And they couldn't wait to see him leave town. Be interesting to see how he goes at South Sydney. But Bellamy is closing in fast. And by the end of his career, he could be a clear number one. If he can continue his success at the Storm without Cooper Cronk and Billy Slater, he'll simply grow his brilliant reputation to an all-time status. The one blemish on his record is in Origin.
Yes.
And Bennett's record, to be fair, with Queensland, Australia and England is outstanding. So, and Gibson didn't have the opportunity to coach representative football. So I think our listeners would have a good view and different views on all of those coaches.
A couple of interesting points you made there, Zorb, and with Gibson in particular, how he improved that East side in the mid-60s after coming last the previous year and didn't win a game. But also, that sort of flows into Bellamy as well. He's got a remarkable habit of finding the best out of players that are struggling at other clubs.
Exactly, and this is going to be a big challenge for him this year. I mean, Cameron Smith is nearing the end of his career. He wants to play another 2 years, and he's got that wish, and he'll still be great for them without any representative football to worry about. But can they be a top four side again? A lot of people have got question marks about them, and, well, I think we'll see them back in, still in the eight, but I don't think they can be a top four side with their roster. I think there'll be a lot of improvers in the competition, and I think Newcastle and the Cowboys will be two of those big improvers from where they were in 2018. So going to be intriguing in that regard.
Yeah, we'll look forward to that. And we'll get your predictions next week for season 2019, Zorb. What about a player to watch? You mentioned Ponga. That's going to be interesting. I think Ben Barber back at the Cowboys is going to be fascinating as well.
My player that I think is going to go to great heights, he's already a rising superstar in the game, but at 23 years of age, Viliami Billy Kikau from Penrith, the Fijian front-end loader. He's my he's my breakout player for 2019. He's had a good 2018, but he can go to a new level, I reckon, in 2019 under Ivan Cleary. He's played just 34 NRL games.
Wow.
And at 23, he's ready to be alongside Jason Taumalolo as a real match winner in the forwards. He scored 32 tries from 42 matches for the Cowboys Holden Cup side in 2015. And he hardly had played any rugby league. He played rugby back home in Fiji. How did the Cowboys let him go? I mean, obviously they couldn't keep him because he was a standout. He's in the NYC Team of the Year in that year. And the Panthers pack with him in it, in the back row, I predict, it just looks awesome with Regan Campbell-Gillard, who's already an international, Sione Katoa, James Tarmow, Billy Kikau, Isaiah Yao, and James Fisher-Harris. They're going to be a handful, aren't they, the Penrith Panthers up front in 2019 under Ivan Cleary.
I'll tell you, if you're a right back, right defensive edge player, a halfback or a 5'8", you think, oh, you got Penrith this week.
Fiji in front end loader.
Billy Kikau coming at you. It is a the fact they didn't throw him the ball late in that semi-final against the Sharks cost them the game.
Yeah, I think
cost them the game.
I, Look, he's just an exciting player. Mm. He offloads, he tackles hard.
Yes, yes.
And he's not afraid to take the ball up and just try and smash through the defence if he's got to. Look, he's going to be special in the year as long as he doesn't get any injuries. And the big mail I hear during the week is that the Sac Panthers coach, Anthony Griffin, he's super keen on returning to the NRL and he wants the job on a full-time basis at the Sharks, but his bust-up over a year ago for the former Panthers pin-up boy and his captain, Matty Moylan, may come back to haunt him. Moylan is firmly entrenched at the Sharks, highly thought of by his teammates. His views on Griffin aren't complimentary. Just who will get the Sharks job full-time is intriguing. I'm told it won't be Trent Barrett. The current duo of John Morris and Jim Dimmock, they're in there at the moment. It isn't out of the running that they could be there for the entire 2019 season. The Sharks roster, with Sean Johnson in it now, is exceptional. Mm. And it is really a fait accompli that Shane Flanagan won't be coaching next season.
Steve Price contacted about the job, had a handshake agreement with the chairman or the CEO of Warrington, has subsequently gone on to sign that deal. So he's a name that you can strike out of that one as well. I think you're right, Zorb. Morris and Dimmick in combination. Okay. Looks like they are favoured to be coaches for 2019. Good on you, Zorb. We've got a fly. You have a great new year, mate, and we'll look forward to speaking next week.
Okay, boys. Have a good one.